fully happy with that, that's not a problem. Okay, I just got off the phone to someone from Eretz Yisrael, this is literally 2 hours ago, and he told me, very chashuv, and he told me, and he told me that his wife, he actually didn't tell me about his wife, but I assume his wife is a very good cook, she's a professional cook, and she makes one of these booklets and everything, she's very professional. And he told me, he wants to know, he's got a salad. And if you have a salad, and inside the salad, you want to put croutons, but nishtam croutons, the thought of an idea of taking a slice of bread, you go to the bakery, you get a slice of bread, and you toast it, there's a new one, you toast it, a very high toast, and you cut it into cubes, possibly 1 cube centimeter, a cube centimeter, right? In cube centimeters, you'll typically want to do that. It's a small amount. And you want to cut into 1 centimeter cubes and then spread it all over and mix it into a salad. And she's got a geschmacka finish to it. She's got a chush for it. And she wants to be able to take bread and toast it and make it into cubes and put it into the salad. And no more brocha it is.
It's not about that.
Chassanas
that
do that, yeah.
It's
different.
Chassanas.
What you're talking about is bread, which they're going
to
buy.
Now listen to this. The halacha, what would you say that halacha lemaisa is? Throw a halacha lemaisa. What brocha we should do? Mezainas, could be mezainas, with bread,
could be hamaitzis.
Could be hamaitzi. Could be it. Oh, it depends. Yeah, the Rambam. Yeah, they're from Rosh. Okay, let's have a look. What else is there? Sorry?
Whatever the vegetables are.
Listen to it. So it's interesting in the kitchen.
You need to wash properly.
And the pashta says that locha is, you'd have to wash without brocha. You'd have to make a mitzvah like a menorah aretz and burn the fashas rabbis. Can you imagine as that wild time? Let me just explain. Very clearly, these small pieces of cubic toasted bread is definitely hamoiti. If you were to have these things, they're definitely hamoiti, like Randy mentioned. Now, if you look in some kuf samachesi fiyot chavitza, you see the sugi is, you can only downgrade something which is finely bred already, only once you really mess it up. Only if you really do like bishel, you cook it, right? Or you do something like you mix it all together and you combine them together and it's less than a kazayis and it's not a tzuras lechem. It has to lose its source lechem, but surely if you haven't cooked it and it's got source lechem, there's no way that if you have that, it's posher that tamaiti. That's pretty simple when you come out of that sif kuf samaches, sif yud, that's not much to talk about. Okay, we understand that tamaiti. Point number one. Number two is, okay, but it's mixed into a salad. Perhaps we should mention, like Shai mentioned, that we should look at the other vegetables. Don't forget, after all, 80% of the salad. It's the vegetables, it's the lettuce, it's the tomatoes, the cucumbers. So we should say, perhaps we should say, we should go boss a roiv. We know that if I give you a cup of fruit salad, if I give you a cup of fruit salad, and it's got 80% of ha'et, and it's got 20% of ha'adoma, what brocha would you make on that cup of fruit salad? I give it to you, a cup of fruit salad, you make a brocha of ha'et. Yeah? Now, just a very interesting halacha that the Or HaShulchan mentioned, which we discussed, that only if you have a spoon big enough that when you eat it normally, you have two different types of brochas which can generally come onto the spoon. Then you can say that. But if a person has a cup and he gets to eat it, he gets like a toothpick, that he just has a nibble or a very small spoon, then that's not a kibbutz. That's not a kibbutz though. The Chashulchan's got a famous lashon. He says, Lo shayach ikibbutz. You usually have it together, shaloichin bekaf achas, with one spoon, zeh vazeh. It's typical that one spoon, both tibur and brochas can go onto the spoon. But in the case where you're just having a toothpick or a very tiny spoon, then poshe should make two brochas. But if you have a big spoon, you just go bosa roif. Okay, so let's go over here. You go bosa, just agam, you might find some people which are machmeh about this shy now. You will see some people hesitant about it. That's because of the Chayi Odom. The Chayi Odom has a very interesting shita that where each and every food item is very nika bifnei atzma, you can see that's a mango and that is a strawberry, then he doesn't hold off ikka b'tafel. But the Mishnah Berurah already passed in b'chol toikiv neged the Chayi Odom and he says, Pasha sov brach the hokul, and he says that you make one brach and go b'sarit. Let's go back to our shayla. You have your salad and you have most of the salad is Birria Priha 8, or Birria Priha Adama. And you have this croutons, which is Hameti Lechem Laaretz, placed inside the salad. Why don't you say that you go Bosara, even make a Birria Priha Adama? Who cares if it's Hameti? The teretz is because it's mazonis. And we know that kol she'osim mechamish is minedogon, even if it's a mute, even if it's a minority, it's 10%, 20%, it's never bottle, and you make a mazonis. You have, let's say, a lahit, where most of it could be shahatl sometimes, and you have inside it a wafer style, which is mazonis. The whole thing becomes mazonis, because even if it's only a 30% of the whole thing, you still go bossel the mazonis and the whole thing becomes mazonis.
Even
if it's
only shaka.
I
like it because of the chocolate.
Even if you like it because of the chocolate. Yeah, see, you would not, you couldn't even start, you don't even like the wafer. Yeah. But in my sense, the whole thing altogether is geschmack, and you're doing it, even if you're doing it for the chocolate, it's still, the mazonis has a very strong power. Therefore, you have a, if you have a cholent, let's say you have a cholent, you have a barley inside, what profit are you making it? Mazonis. It's got barley inside, very nice. Similarly over here, similarly over here, when you have a salad, and you have 80% of it is Adama, you still go bossa the miut, which is Hamoitzi. Therefore, the chayra, a person should have to go to the sink and wash his hands. Why should he wash his hands? Maybe you can argue and say, he may not have a kazayis of a Hamoitzi. Maybe he will not have a combined kazayis of the croutons. Right? In order to, maybe he shouldn't have to wash his hands. Abba Zarukhai, the Mishnah Brura says, and some kuf nun ches, and see on the Shulchanach Siv Gimel, and Siv Katan Yud, the Mishnah Brura says that even less than the Kazayis, you still wash your hands without a bracha. So even if you plan to have less than the Kazayis, no problem, go wash your hands without a bracha. Therefore, over here, the Chayra, you should have to wash your hands without a bracha, and then you can have, you can start tacking into the Geshmaka, the professional salad that she's thinking of, she's initiating. So that the Chayra would be the halacha when you get to bracha Rishayna. Now, when you finish the Geshmaka portion of that salad, then you most likely will not be making a Birchas Hamazon, you most likely will be making a Birri Nefoshes. Why Birri Nefoshes? Because I'm assuming you'll not be having a kazayis of these croutons, Toch Kedei Achilas Pras, within the span of 4 minutes. In which case, you look at what you've had in the Maisa, which is a Birri Nefoshes. It's a very interesting halacha. If I'm back to the chocolate, if let's say it's a very minor amount of mazonos, you'll only make a Birri Nefoshes there as well. Because where you've sachakel only had less than a kazayis of hamoiti, then you won't be able to make hamoiti. And taka, I've seen in the
Haidah. You only make a kazayis.
Now, alatos yadayim, you only make when you have a kebeitza. That's a very interesting halacha. We once discussed this before the Mishnah Berurah Paskens. Only if you have a kebeitza, let's get our bearings. If you cut a slice of bread in half, that is a kebeitza. It's double a kazayis. A kazayis is a quarter of a slice of bread. Be'erach. A quarter of a slice of bread is a kazayis. You make a Birchas Hamazon on that. Double that, which is half a slice, is when you can make it on the Tzilis Yadayim. It's very negev when it comes to Motzei Shabbos, where some people struggle to have a kebeitza, you have a kazayis, you have a lot less than a half, you have less than a half of bread. No problem. Mitzad Hilchos, whatever malka, you're okay. But you can't go ahead and make a bracha on the Tzilis Yadayim. Okay, there was Feinstein famously argued on the Mishnah Berurah, and he said even a kazayis, you can make it on the Tzilis Yadayim. The Maaseh Mishnah Berurah says not to make a bracha until you have a kebeitza. Okay, the end of the day is the chayt on this shayla should be the halacha that you make hamoitzi, that you wash your hands without brocha, you make hamoitzi, and then bone the fosh, typically in most cases it would be bone the fosh as well as on such a salad.
Normal salad, you know, zones of croutons, you make them some zones on the croutons, you make them brocha on the salad or just some zones?
Oh, now it's geshmak shayla. Are you claiming, now if you
normal
make
hamoitzi? Normal salad, normal week, you haven't washed hamoitzi for you've got a salad with zones of croutons.
Right, the same thing would be. If you have a fruit salad, you've got mazonis inside.
It's
all mixed inside. It will be the same halacha as over here. That the mazonis doesn't become lost, and everything goes past the mazonis, and the whole thing becomes.
The croutons for shanka.
If it's typical to become blended in, it has to be salad which is typically blended in. Like she's thinking, it's quite normal to have croutons inside salad. So then it becomes part of it. Then don't forget, only because it becomes part of it. I want to tell you something which is very, very practical. We discuss it later. You come, this is very typical, I remember Eretz Yisrael, it's sometimes very difficult to have sit down during dinner time when it's 35 degrees plus outside. Sometimes very difficult to have a bread-based proper dinner with loads of bread. So what you would want to do is take, let's say, 5-6 crackers, 7-8 crackers to avoid any shadows of off-benching, and take a geschmacker tub of tuna, of egg, and take each and every cracker, you take a very nice portion, a geschmacker amount of egg, a geschmacker amount of tuna, and then you filled your, at least for the next 2-3 hours, till you find a place of iced coffee in the next door there, but at least you're sorted for the next 2-3 hours, right? This is a very common zach that I've heard a lot of English people like doing. They have it hard to start going into bread. They take 6-7 crackers and they dip it into more, it's more dipping in. You're really plonking a whole chunk of egg on each single cracker. And the shayla is, this happens day in, day out. I remember for over a year we were doing this. And the shayla is, what brocha rishona do you make? Is it a mezonos on the cracker? Is it a shahakal on the tuna, or both?
Mezonos.
The egg,
you
have 7 more crackers.
The egg is a tochel.
I specially mentioned, that's a good point. Okay. I specially mentioned that we're avoiding the shayla. Okay, so let's say they're small, let's say 5 four crackers. Four crackers.
The egg is a tochel.
That's not going to be shayla. Up to 4 baked meal, you're always okay. So let's say severe and all these things. So the ma'aseh is, you've got your 6 crackers there and you plunk a whole load of egg on it. Yeah. What brocha rishona do you make? Shouldn't we say that, according to what we've just been saying till now, that the salad all becomes mezonos? So possibly over here, when it comes to your cracker with your egg, then maybe everything should become mezonos and only mezonos? No, because it is so different. It is chalk and cheese. Why is it chalk and cheese?
It is the
because it's not a mixture. It's not mixed up. The cracker is at the bottom, and at the top you have the egg. It's two separate things which conveniently you like to put together. They taste nice together. It's no shaykhs to your salad, to your chomant, where it's a mush. It's a ganza mush. In fact, that's how they do it professionally. They give it a mix. They mix the whole thing, and this is a mixture. Where you have a cracker, and then on top of it, you have egg. There, you're required to make 2 brochas. It's not a mixture. It's not ikiv and tofel. It wasn't even baked together. If it's baked together, that's one shayla. When it comes to the baked together, it's a shayla. It's not. And the same thing to our stamp fatili, herrings.
What happens if you have herring?
You go to any kiddush and stamp fatili. The herring is the ikiv. You have a kiddush on herring.
It's not true.
You go to any kiddush, you take a few crackers.
It's not true. Why stamp
fatili? It's not true at all.
The herring, just because you don't want to have the herring in your fingers.
Spot on. If you're doing it just as a spoon, then fine. But the shlot already writes, it's very difficult to know what you're doing it for. People are nice, they want a mixture of it. You had a thing of herring? Haven't you had a whole chocolate?
I would, yeah. I don't want to.
Okay, that's already, the shlot says very
hard. If you have fish, we have to move on.
If you have a normal case, you have crackers, and you put on it a geschmacker amount, a serving, you want a serving of egg. What do you want for dinner? You want a serving of egg together with crackers. Now, I think Anthony's got an issue for the case where you go to a kiddush and you see some bridge rolls. On top of the bridge rolls, you have a very thin layer, thinnish layer ratio to the thickness of the bridge roll, and you have a thin layer of egg, or you have 2 sandwiches where in between you have a little thin layer of egg. In which case, you're making your mezonos on the bridge roll, assuming that those bridge rolls are mezonos. And then, what's that lock? You don't have to make 2 brochas. That's very different. Because there, it's just a topping. In ratio to what you're having, it's so small that it's not considered. You're not after a significant amount of a serving of an egg. In my case, is an Eretz Yisrael, you want for dinner. What do you want for dinner? It's really egg. You want egg for dinner. You want a geschmacker, at least 2 eggs. You want egg, right? And then, you also want something to do with a bread based as well. So you have it together because it's quite practical. Right? There, it doesn't become a tarubis, it's not baked together, it's not nothing, it has no shaykhs. They're not mukhatarim, they're no shaykhs to each other, you just plonk one on top of the other. In that case, you'd have to make 2 brochas. And the brocha achreina would also require you to make 2 brochas. You'd have to make a ala mechiyah, and you'd have to make a bone of Rosh Hashavas and grace Ishkar. Thank you very much.
It is rough.